Jody Hune, a member of Ann Arbor Public Schools Parents for Change, filed recall language against all of the school board members that are eligible for recall. The proposed recall was based on failure to consider constituent priorities, failure to demonstrate transparency in decision-making, lack of a cohesive direction, and failure to provide sufficient support for the superintendent. Several board members say the language was both unclear and not factually correct. The Washtenaw County Elections Commission agreed the language was unclear. County Clerk Larry Kestenbaum says this is a typical decision.
It is very common for language to be found not clear the first time they bring it in. And so the very often what happens is the petitioners will go back and rewrite it in an attempt to make it more clear, and they'll bring it back, and then we'll have another hearing, you know, like 20 days later.
Before the hearing, Kestenbaum announced he would not consider the factuality of the language as required under a revision to state law. He believes the new law violates the state constitution. Jody Hune says she understands why the Elections Commission opted not to deal with the factuality question after making a decision on clarity.
I understand it. It didn't pass on the first one, the clarity, so why bother with the second one? And as far as whether they can figure out whether it's factual or not, they would have to do the research on their own rather than trusting, you know, one of the trustees or myself to give them that information.
Hune says she will have to talk to other Parents for Change members before deciding if they want to file new recall language. School Board Vice President Christine Stead says she's pleased the language was rejected and says a recall lacked a plan for district leadership. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.